Several four men are in the changing room of their local golf club, having just finished their latest round. There's a lot of noise, there's a lot of banter, a lot of laughter as people come in and great stories of great shots and missed putts and just giving a little bit of trash talk as they prepare to hit off the first tee. Can you imagine the scene? But then a mobile phone goes off. And the guy reaches down and puts it on the speakerphone and the room goes quiet so he can take the call. "Hello," comes a female voice. "Honey, is that you? Are you at the club?" Yeah, I've just finished my round. We're about to grab a bite to eat." "Oh, okay, I won't keep you long," she says, "but I'm shopping at the moment and I found this beautiful leather coat that fits me perfectly. It's in the sale. It's down from 12,000 to 8,000. Is it okay if I get it?" 8,000 sounds like a lot of money for a coat. "But if you like it that much, then I'm sure you can just go right ahead." "Oh, thank you, honey. It really is a beautiful coat. But what I really rang you about was that on my way to the shops, I popped into the Mercedes dealership. And they've got the latest models in. And the salesman said he would do a really good price for me." "How much?" "It's 75,000. "Well, for 75,000, says the guy, "I want all of the extras." "Oh, yeah, I agree. And they've got the one that we talked about in that beautiful colour. So can I order it?" "Sure, why not? Is that everything? Because I really do want to go and get something to eat." There's just one more thing, honey. That house that we looked at last year, you know, that little getaway cottage that we talked about, it's back out on the market. They've reduced the price. They're now asking just 1.2 million. "That's a lot of money for a getaway cottage. If you can get it for 1 million, then great, but don't offer any more than that." "Oh, I'm sure they'll accept 1 million, said the woman. "I'll ring them straight away. Thank you so much. See you later. And don't eat too much. I'll cook something special. Love you." With that, the phone goes dead. The man looks around to see everyone in the locker room looking at him in a complete astonishment. The man smiles. "Anybody know whose phone it is? Because it's definitely not mine." Sometimes we forget that the things that we say, the things that we do, they have a massive impact, not only on our own lives, but on the lives of those around us. And I also wonder if sometimes we forget, or maybe even doubt, just how big an impact we can have as Christians, as a local church, in our immediate community. You know, if we don't see people become Christians every week, if we don't see more and more people attending church, if we don't see miraculous answers to prayer every week, it can be easy to get disheartened. So this afternoon, I want to try and encourage you by reminding you of part of what it means to be the church in Mask. By telling you something that you already know. You are to be the light. I'm going to read to you from Matthew 5. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Be the light. What do I mean by that? I mean be someone who deliberately goes out of their way to be kind to someone, to bless someone in some way, to encourage someone. But when we hear that, we might be forgiven for thinking, well, what about me? Who's going to do that for me? I'd love someone to be kind to me. I would love some encouragement. I would love to be blessed. So forget thinking about doing this for someone else. What about me? Who's going to do this for me? And honestly, that's a pretty understandable response from any of us. You know, who doesn't want to be encouraged and blessed by other people? But wondering who will be the light for us, wondering if anyone will be the light for us, can't be what determines whether we are going to be a light in and for our community. Because I think Jesus asks more from us than that. Jesus asks us to put others before ourselves. Jesus asks us to serve rather than expect to be served. So this is what lies at the heart of me challenging myself and each and every one of you to be a light in our communities. Loving our neighbour, putting others first, serving people as if we're serving Jesus himself. And the thing we've got to remember is that the kingdom of God is the kingdom of the topsy-turvy. The kingdom that says, well, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. It's the kingdom that says the more that you give away, the more you will receive from God. So the way I see it is this. The way to be blessed the most is to be the one who blesses others. Someone who goes out of their way to be a blessing to other people. And the way to be encouraged the most is to be someone who encourages others, to be someone who deliberately chooses to encourage others. So this afternoon, I simply want to encourage you to be the light. Be the light. Because sometimes it can feel, you know, where I live in South Bank, and I'm sure it's the same living in and around Musk and Redcar, it can feel like we're living in a pretty dark place. Pretty difficult place to live at times. And more generally, it feels like we're living in a toxic society right now, where it just seems that people think that it's okay to do whatever they want without a thought for how it affects other people, or say whatever they want about somebody else, whether it's in person or online. So for me to stand in front of you this afternoon and say that I want to be a light in my community and I want to encourage you to be a light in this community, that sounds like a pretty countercultural thing to say. Because who else is going to build up or bless people right now, particularly when there are no strings attached and nothing is asked for in return? Stand out from the crowd and be the light. Be the light. Let Christ, who is the light of the world, the light that Mask and the surrounding area needs so much to see, let Christ shine through you. Let the character of Christ shine out of you time and time again each day, particularly when you want to react in another way, particularly if someone has done something or said something or written something on Facebook or whatever that annoys you and upsets you and you want to react in a particular way. That's when you let the character of Christ, explained so well by Paul when he talks about the fruit of the Spirit, the result of the Spirit of God working in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Let that character shine through. Choose that response. Be the light. Be the person who says the kind word, even to those who have nothing good to say to you or about you. Be the person who does the kind thing, even when it's least expected. Be the light. It doesn't have to be big, flamboyant, obvious. It can be quiet and simple and away from public view. But a kind word or a thoughtful act can make the world a difference to someone. Be the person who doesn't just do the kind and thoughtful things for those that you know, those that you love, those that will do the same for you. Be the person who blesses or encourages those that nobody else notices or thinks about. Be the light. Be the person who serves, who goes the extra mile, the person who goes out of their way to bless someone just because you can, even when you don't really want to. So this was me earlier this week. I got a message from someone asking if I could help them. It was a message that I couldn't ignore, but I could easily have messaged them back saying, I'm sorry, I can't help. And I nearly did that. And I could easily justify it to myself any number of reasons. I'm too busy. There's other stuff that I need to be doing. Somebody else could do it. Do they really need my help, or are they just trying to pull a fast one? All of those things going around in my head, And I nearly messaged back saying, sorry, I can't help. And I wish, right, I wish that I could say to you, but then God spoke to me and reminded me of all that he had done for me. And so I got on my knees and I repented and I helped this person. But the truth is that I was ashamed. Because I knew that there was no way that I could stand in front of you this afternoon and encourage you to be the light, knowing that I had refused to help someone just because it was inconvenient for me to do it, and I didn't want to do it. Be the light. Be the person who serves. Be the person who blesses. Be the person who goes the extra mile, even when it's not convenient, even when you don't really want to. Be the light. Be the person who gives without expecting anything in return. Be the person who doesn't keep score. Be the person who goes after the approval of one, not the praise of many. Be the light. All of us can do this. All of us can choose to live this way. And actually, many of you are probably thinking, well, I do this already. And actually, I hope you are thinking, I do this already. But I wonder if God is actually asking all of us, myself included, to take this even more seriously than we do already. You know, do we dare to ask God to help us be the light? Not just for some of the time, but for all the time. Or do we dare to ask God, who do you want me to be the light for today? Do we dare to ask God to bring us into contact with people that he wants us to be the light for? Do we dare ask God to show us where he wants us to be the light? Because that kind of stuff, it takes us out of our comfort zone. And then, of course, it's not a question that we ask once and then forget about, as if God only has one answer for us, as if God only wants us to be the light for a very small, very distinct group of people. It is, at its best, the kind of question that we ask God every day. Who is it that you want me to be the light for today? Might be a member of your own family, might be a close friend. Might be someone who lives in the same street as you. It might be someone in this church or another Christian brother or sister. Or it might be someone that you've never met before. Someone that you randomly bump into in the supermarket or wherever. It's a powerful question to ask. God, who do you want me to be the light for today? Be the light. And don't give up being the light. You know, some people might try and take advantage of you. Some people might not even notice or care. Some people will repay your kindness with spite. Don't give up being the light, because it's God's approval that we're concerned with. Be the light. And it's not about pushing what we believe onto other people. It might not even be about telling people that we love Jesus. Maybe there will be another time, another opportunity for that. But it is definitely about choosing to love people, choosing to honour people, choosing to serve and bless and encourage people. And more than that, it's about being open and obedient to God's Spirit prompting us. It's about him speaking and us responding. We might hear him say to us, help that person. And like I did earlier this week, we might respond, well, God, I don't really know them. They might not really need my help. I don't really have time today. Can you not send somebody else? And God says gently, help that person. It's about being open and obedient to God's Spirit prompting us. Be the light. I think it's important for us all, me included, to hear this today, because it's really easy to know what we should do, know what God is asking us to do, and then justify not doing it because we don't feel like it, or we've got so many other things to do, or whatever. And it's also really easy for the needs of other people to become completely overwhelming, and we just can't cope with the thought of helping another person because we just can't take on any more stress from anyone else. But if we ask God for his Spirit, if we remember that this is his idea, that this is something that he wants us to do, that he's asking us to do, then he will help us do it when we need to do it. And the thought of helping other people won't be overwhelming. Be the light. What does it mean to be the church in mask? The church for mask? What is it the mask and the surrounding area so desperately need you as a church to be? Do you want to say it with me? Be the light. Let's pray.